You know, I think Mark is doing a real nice job, you know, meeting with those guys in the mornings. Obviously, during position meetings, we got some built-in time. So he's spending a lot of time with them to get him caught up to speed on what we're trying to do this week.
How much time have you gotten in practice with all 11 starters working together?
We haven't had a lot, but, we take pride in, obviously, the reps that we have, gotten them all in there. They're quality reps. You know, it's important that we get to that game healthy on Sunday, and I think we've done a good job so far this week doing that.
You know how you want it to look. Do you know how it's going to look?
Well, I don't think, you know, with the first game, no matter how much they've played, you know, it gets ratcheted up a lot going in from the preseason to the regular season. So, you know, we have a vision what it's going to look like, and, you know, we have confidence in our guys that we'll play well.
The week one surprise factor, I'm sure you have some, they have some.
Yep.
How much does that feeling out process last the first half?
Well, I think it does a lot. You know, we got, you know, Bill calling the plays and that kind of stuff, so, you know, we got to be on top of that. But, you know, you got to trust that your base fundamentals and your package will work. And, you know, we feel confident with that. With any changes, we'll make the adjustments on the sideline.
Dante's saying all the right things. Seems to be doing all the right things.
Yeah.
How confident are you? What are your expectations for him as he starts the season?
Well, I think for him, you know, he's got to go out and play with great energy and a great motor. I think the plays will come to him. You know, we don't want him to press at all. Just go out there and do what you're supposed to do. And, you know, we feel that way with all 11. So let's just go out and do what we are capable of doing, you know, and we feel good things can happen for us.
Do you feel Smoot is going to play a role Sunday?
You know, Smoot's done a nice job. He's really our third end into the game, and we got some other roles for him. So I would anticipate seeing him on Sunday.
Yep.
Who's that?
Blair Brown.
You know, Blair right now, we got to see where everything's at. You know, he's done a nice job adjusting to our package, and, you know, we'll see what happens on Sunday.
Is Blair having to learn all three right now?
No. Blair's just locked into one spot.
Is it Sam?
He's locked into one spot.
Okay.
How have the corners acclimated themselves since recovering from injury?
You know, good. You know, they've done a lot of stuff studying-wise. You know, it's important when they weren't out there. They were definitely mentally into the practices, which is very, very important. If they're not getting mental or physical reps, you got to get mental reps. And the reps that we're getting them, we're trying to get them the things that we need them to see. So, you know, we see good progress with our DBs.
Is there any concern about communication between them and the safeties since they haven't?
You know, with all the walkthroughs and all that kind of stuff, I think they're communicating very well right now.
Makes Hopkins so good?
Everything. You know, he's a heck of a player. He's physical. You know, he can get on and get off of jam. And, you know, he's a threat once he catches the ball. So he's a complete wide receiver. Obviously, we got to know where he's at on the field and, you know, try to do the best we can to contain him.
You saw Savage for the last couple of quarters that game last year. What was your take on him?
If you give him time, he can hurt you. You know, he's like most NFL quarterbacks. The biggest thing for us, we're going to have to get after him and try to pressure him.